KUTX, live in Studio 1A, I'm Jody Denberg, and across from me is a man who's made about 20 records.
28.
28, there you go. Yeah. Since the mid-60s, so many of them so essential to so many of our libraries. Maybe you remember records like Contribution, or Furthermore, or Faces, or No Category, so many wonderful records. Fort Worth native Sean Phillips, who's at the Cactus Cafe tonight at 8:30. Welcome back to Texas, Sean.
Thank you very much. You know, before we go any farther, I have to say something. I want to thank everybody here at KUT so much for everything that you did and took care of for my cousin, Valerie Phillips. Valerie was the political animal in the Phillips family. But I just want to thank everybody here for doing what they did.
Thank you, Sean. Are you making your home in South Africa still?
I am. I live in Port Elizabeth.
And it's been a while now.
Since we moved there in 2003.
Right.
When I was mandatorily retired from the fire department.
Was that right after you were in Austin?
Yeah, that was right after I was in Austin. The fire department, Pernalis Emergency Services, was where I worked. And they were going to go professional. But unfortunately, OSHA says mandatory retirement at 60. You can't even ride on the engine anymore. I went, well, okay, there went the fun.
Well, does that mean you still pursue in South Africa being an emergency medical technician?
Yes.
You do?
Yes, I do that there, yeah.
And somehow you find time to make music for us all.
Well, I do. You know, during that period from 1994 to 2000, when I started touring again, I never actually quit writing. I just didn't really have much to do with the music industry.
Well, good for you.
And yeah, I mean, tell me about it.
Sincerely. Exactly. Yeah. And obviously you didn't stop writing, because last year there was a double disc set called Perspective that came out.
Yes.
And that was previously unreleased songs that you wrote over the span of about 15 years.
Yes, exactly.
And it was good to hear you again on disc.
Yeah.
And it's good to have you back in Austin. Sean Phillips, an amazing folk rock musician, but that doesn't cover it, because then we didn't mention jazz or classical or pop.
No. The record you mentioned, Space, the band that's playing on Rumpel, a lot of people don't know this, the band that's playing on most of the stuff on Spaced and Rumpelstiltskin Resolve is Herbie Hancock's band.
God.
It's Mike Clark on drums, Paul Jackson on bass, Bill Summers on percussion. And I mean, nobody knows that.
Spaced was a record Sean and I were talking about before we came on the air that's out of print, that's an old favorite of mine. So yeah, folk rock musician is just the tip of the iceberg there. Jazz and classical.
Composer.
Composer.
Composer is what I do.
Let's put it that way, and let's hear a song that Sean Phillips has composed. Live on KETX, what do you have for us first?
Okay, well, it's a little different. I mean, it's the day and everybody's up and running about and everything, but I'm going to do a song that I really like. This is a song from No Category, and it's a song I wrote for my wife. I like it a lot, and I've started redoing it. The song is called Fondest Dreams. Night she comes into my arms and sheds the world of all its harm. I know now she was always meant to stay. But callous is the world at large. I need to yet encourage her. I sense her insecurities at play. And mischievous as she may be, I love it when her mind is free. She puts us in our place and there we stay. And all our glory and our shame, she doesn't feel the need for fame. She just wants to express it in her way. But listening to her fondest dreams, I know that life's not what it seems. The shadows of my darkness made to flee. And by the time will pass, we look out through this lucid glass we hold before our eyes that we may see. Love denies the still despair that beckons throughout all affairs. It only strengthens us when we're in need of tenderness and the music fair, reminding us that we must care, for life goes on with no control of speed. But listening to her fondest dreams, I know that life's not what it seems. The shadows of my darkness made to flee. Joy is what she subtly brings. We know that life is full of things. She points them out and makes me see so clear. The garden of our love is frail. We must work hard that it not fail. A great deal of the strength is in our fears. But they're like clouds that fade away, then shape themselves another day. And sometimes rain disguises falling tears that fall into our hearts' desires. To live and love we must aspire, for life becomes what we make it appear. But listening to her fondest dreams, I know that life's not what it seems. The shadows of my darkness made to flee. And by and by the time will pass, we look out through this lucid glass we hold before our eyes that we may see. Love denies the still despair that beckons throughout all affairs. It only strengthens us when we're in need of tenderness and the music fair, reminding us that we must care, for life goes on with no control of speed. But listening to her fondest dreams, I know that life's not what it seems. The shadows of my darkness made to flee. But listening to her fondest dreams, I know that life's not what it seems. The shadows of my darkness made to flee.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. I see a little different. I just had breakfast, man. You know, country singers and rappers don't have to warm up. If you actually sing, you need some time to warm up, man.
Sir, I think you were mighty warm there. That scatting, if you will, was amazing. Sean Phillips, live on KUTX at the Cactus Cafe tonight at 8:30. The song Fondest Dreams came out in 2002 on a record called No Category. And Sean, a native Texan, making his home now in South Africa. You know, I remember in the 70s when you were putting out a string of records on A&M, weren't you in Italy at that time?
I was. I got to Italy July the 7th, 1967, and I lived there till 1980.
Wow. This wanderlust in you, because before Italy, there was London and New York and L.A. Yeah. and Texas. That yeah. started when you were really young, right?
Yeah, pretty young, yeah.
Military family or?
Well, I got out of the Navy in 62. I had calcium deposits on my knees, and they threw me out. And I got out of the Navy, and I went out to California, and I hooked up with Tim Hardin. And we hung around, and I was in New York in that area for several years, and met lots of people there, taught Joni Mitchell how to play guitar in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, where she was a waitress.
So were you teaching her the open tuning? She talks about Eric Anderson also teaching her some of those. Is that where
No, Eric did most of the open tunings. I got her with the basics of it. And I started her with the bass. She was really fascinated by the way that I played 12-string. The open tunings she uses now are all electronic.
Right.
She doesn't actually tune the guitar to the open tuning. She just flips a switch, and it goes to the tuning she needs. I just gave her the basics, you know.
Now, also, and I know this is stuff you've gone over a million times, but your work with Donovan is
yep.
wonderful.
Yep.
And people are amazed when I tell them, you know, that guy that's playing the Cactus tonight sings on Sgt. Pepper
yes.
on Lovely Rita. Yeah. That's just something that has to fill your heart with happiness, I would imagine.
Well, it does. But, I mean, you know, the whole deal is, at that time, you're not
cognizant of the fact that you're making some kind of musical history. Well, the fact is, we were just a bunch of guys hanging out, getting stoned and making music. That was all there was to it. We were a bunch of musicians hanging out. That's what it was happening. The thing about Donovan, though, is in 2010, he did the 45th reunion anniversary of the Sunshine Superman Tour. And in front of 4,000 people at the Royal Albert Hall, he acknowledged that I wrote the music to Season of the Witch. Finally.
A long time coming. You. Yeah, thank you. Well, Sean Phillips is who we're talking to. Responsible, you know, we're talking about some of the people he's worked with, but that's not really the core of Sean. It's the records that he's left for us over the last 40, 50 years. They're just amazing. A good introduction might be Living Contribution, the CD yes. and DVD, because that's... Yes. A performance, and a better introduction would be to come down to the Cactus tonight and see Sean Phillips play. How long is the trip from South Africa to the States?
Oh, it's about 23 hours because what I do is I fly PE to Johannesburg, Johannesburg, Dubai, Dubai, New York. Because it's the cheapest ticket, actually. It's the cheapest ticket on the best airline.
Nice.
Emirates is the best airline, man.
Nice work. Yeah. Sean Phillips has his guitar, or has a guitar, a Gibson.
Now, I got to intersect here. A lot of people would love to see me get on stage with just one acoustic guitar and do 2 hours. I've been doing this for more than 50 years, and that would bore me to tears to get up there with one guitar and for 2 hours, you know. So I use state-of-the-art technology. I sing that song with just an acoustic guitar and one other song, just acoustic guitar, but the rest of the show is full-on high-energy rock and roll. Drums, bass, the whole bit, but I'm using a looper. Orchestra, the whole thing, and none of it is pre-recorded or pre-sequenced. I'm playing it in front of you in real time. And if you've never seen me play, I'm getting old, man. You better come see me now while you can.
And you are the first person I ever saw do that. And
yeah.
It was amazing. So, yes, we have a stripped-down version of Sean Phillips here today. No pun intended.
Yeah.
And play us another song, man.
Okay. I'm going to medley you here on the thing. Here we go. I write this song in memory of a woman that I knew. She loved me much and I loved her, but then she never knew. And I was supposed to go away, there was nothing I could say. I had to leave that fairy den for almost 2 years or more. And now she's gone and I am left with memories of her breast, and days of life and nights of love, and all the wondrous rest. I shan't forget that the effect isn't even finished yet. It started for we barely met 10 years ago yesterday. Silhouettes at a red with light and Malibu and free throws, sitting there in the noisy night and governments and tax woes, immigrants they have their plight and Juliet's in limbo, only hope they do what's right for us. But if you could see what I have seen, you'd know we're living in this dream. But whether it's
nights and nightmares up to you. Agony and pleasure insinuate themselves in ways difficult to measure. What do you look for in your days? And looking for your treasure? Are you living in this haze and living at your leisure? Have you found out what it pays? But if you could see what I have seen, you know we're living in this dream. But whether it's a nightmare's up to you. Holograms and dreamscapes, shares up before your eyes, and millipedes and cupcakes, both are met with a grateful sigh. And naughty bits and snowflakes, just a moment on the fly. Celebrate for your sakes, everyone goes to the sky someday. But if you could see what I have seen, you know we're living in this dream. But whether it's a nightmare's up to you.
Abrupt ending. Wow, switching from the finger picking to the flat picking there. That was something. Sean Phillips live on KUTX, Calico and Rainbows, the second half of the medley. The first part was?
For Her. That's originally, I think it's from Collaboration.
Very nice and a great pleasure to have you here. Sean Phillips here tonight and at the Cactus Cafe, an 8:30 show. Sean will be doing it all, and we don't get to have him here in Austin often enough, so come out and see him. I'll be there. Hopefully you'll be there. And Sean, I know you'll be there. Thank you for being here today.
My pleasure. And I wish all your listeners health, love, and clarity.
Amen to that. Sean Phillips, live on KUTX. And thanks to our engineer, Cliff Hargrove.
Thanks, Cliff.